He's Doug Christie.
He's a Hall of Famer, too, in my heart.
He's Jason Ross.
And what Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Spend your afternoons with DC and Jay Ross on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Hey there. We're back. Right back here at Golden 1 Center. Second night of a back-to-back for the Sacramento Kings. There will be Kings basketball coming your way. They're not going to be in front of us, except for on the big screen. They're on the road tonight in Phoenix. And yes, they have lost 8 consecutive games. But tonight is a new night. Doug, are you on the front of the vessel? I haven't heard about the vessel in a while.
Man, I stay. Okay. Listen.
Is the boat a little light? We don't need a bigger boat right now.
Oh, yes. A whole bunch of people dropped off. Actually, we're a little more swift and agile about now.
We're riding light.
Yes.
Riding light is right.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Get some dead weight off.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It's all right. You know, you want to when it's fat and meaty and nah.
Yes.
We're riding light right now.
Okay.
Fit.
You were going optimistic, and then the realization hit you.
That lasted about 80 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho.
We will be talking about the Kings and the Wizards from last night. We will be talking about the Kings and the Suns for tonight. Yes, there are Kings frustrations. We'll go through that. I mean, you could see it, for one of the first times from the players, certainly from Coach Walton last night. But what can they do about it? We'll find out about that. Special day in baseball today and tomorrow with Jackie Robinson Day. We got some NFL notes to get to, including the Washington football team that's asking for some help. Naming their team will help them with that. We got Chris's over-under. We got the crossover. We got 5 on it. We got a jam-packed show. And before we get into anything, you know what else it is today? It's This Day Thursday.
Oh.
So let's give you one first here on This Day Thursday. Let's see.
What you got?
I'm going to go 1896.
Oh, Lord. Chris's
time period.
Yeah. Definitely.
The Olympic Games, the first modern summer Olympiad, closes in Athens, Greece on this date, 1896.
Oh, wow. And
so Chris, how hard was it to get a press pass for that, Jason?
You know what? The carrier pigeon got there in time, and it was no problem, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're going back?
Sure.
Take you way back.
Okay.
1452, Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah?
Happy heavenly birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No
doubt. The way, way back.
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
Well, I mean, okay. So we'll have a lot of different items for you on this day, Thursday, things that happened on this day. You got any national days for us or anything?
This is a good one. Had one this morning.
Yeah?
Yes, I did. It's National Banana Day.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, little nana.
Yeah?
This one, not so much. I'm not really feeling this one. National Tax Day.
Yeah, I know it's moved a little bit last year and certainly this year, but it's synonymous with April 15th, National Tax Day.
Yeah, so then I just, you know how you balance it out?
Huh.
Can I get a deal?
Yeah.
Can I give your boy a discount? I'm just saying.
Keep the taxes.
They hit your boy over the head.
Yes,
man.
They do.
I'm trying.
Never stops. Never stops. All right, well, let's do it. Let's start you out with First Things First.
First Things First.
First Things First.
Yep, the losing streak has reached 8. This is how it played out last night here at Golden 1.
A dispirited group of Sacramento Kings have now lost 8 in a row. The record now slides to 22-33. As the horn sounds, De'Aaron Fox just disgustedly throws the ball the length of the floor, pulls his jersey out, and stomps toward the locker room. I don't blame you, De'Aaron. 123-111 is the final.
I didn't hear you and Kyle yesterday, but I hear it in Jimmy. I mean, everybody's frustrated. The team's frustrated. Fans, I know, are frustrated. The only thing you can do is keep playing. You can play tonight. You can't quit, Doug, and I'm not suggesting that they have. But they can't figure out how to get out of this. And I would argue, I think in the 8 games that they've lost, honestly, I think the 2 best performances have been at Utah and here with Milwaukee. 2 of the best teams they've played that were, well, Milwaukee was missing Giannis, but still it's a really good team. Utah's a very good team. Last night, Washington's not very good. Westbrook and Beal were good, but that's not that great of a team. They turned the ball over left and right for the Kings. Kings didn't really have a chance to win, and that's what's frustrating. It wasn't a two-point game. It wasn't a, oh, Westbrook got you at the buzzer. They were outplayed.
Well, to be honest, they were only outplayed in the first quarter.
Right, and couldn't catch up the whole game and couldn't catch up.
But that's like...
terrible tone.
You can't come out too cool for school, yeah. Cool Jazz Festival.
Give like 41, 42?
Listen, when you are on a sliding scale, right? Mm-hmm. You got one end and you got the other end. Those are polar opposites. Well, you're on the losing end.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the other side that balances things out in the middle, you don't go to the middle, Jason. You go to the whole other side. So that means everything must be amplified, and you can't – any of the little things that go wrong, they can't go wrong right now. You don't have that room for margin. You are not built that way. And all of a sudden, second quarter, they turned it on. The assists went up, everything. Then third quarter, tied 23 apiece. Fourth quarter, you lost about 2 points. Pretty much, it's a wash. It happened in the first quarter. In the first quarter, that Washington team came out more aggressive. Kings couldn't guard anybody. And I think it was Kyle. Kyle asked me, he said, D, what do you do to stop them from going to the basket? So for me, like, it's always a puzzle. So what we were watching, and man, you got a really good view here. I'm going to have this same view because it's a bird's eye view.
Mm-hmm.
So you inbound the basketball if you're Washington, and then they're just dribbling straight down the floor with no resistance, and then maybe one pick or a move or a handoff, and they're at the basket, right? So how you change that, besides trapping the ball and getting it out of their hands, is the same thing that people do to De'Aaron when they don't want him to come at them fast. Do you know? I know you know, but I'm catching you off guard. Do you know what they would do if they're inbounding the ball to De'Aaron and they don't want him to run full speed at them?
Well, sometimes they pick him up full court.
Exactly. Yeah. So they get up on him and make him go backwards to get the basketball.
Yeah.
Because now by going backwards, you can't go forwards and run past me and lay the ball up. Kings didn't do that. Then I'll take you to the fourth quarter. I think it was a fourth quarter. Might have been. Yeah, I think it was. Russell Westbrook on this block down here. Pushed him out. They went to him like four times in a row.
He had a couple banks.
No, see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to prove to me that he can do it. Matter of fact, he's the guy. They have Bradley Beal on the bench because they know we're about to play through him. So a couple things here. One is once he shows me who he is, and I think we all know who he is, go get the damn ball out of his hands and then deny him back. And I said this to you yesterday. How hard is he going to work to get the ball back? I don't know, but we're going to damn find out. Okay. The other thing is we ISO players sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Harrison Barnes, our guys stand around. They ISO'd him. The guy who entered the ball went and set a cross pick on the guy on the other block so he could roll into the paint. The guy at the top of the key went and set a cross, a diagonal pick on the guy in the corner so that he could slice off, or they set a back pick. Movement. Engage the defense so you can't stare at Russell. And then after all that happened and Russell saw no one was open, he said, oh, bang, off the glass.
Yeah.
Yo. And that's, for me, a lot of that is just IQ basketball. Like, you're in a bad situation. How do you get yourself out of a bad situation? And, yeah, you played better for three quarters, but this is not a three-quarter game. It's a four-quarter game, and to get out of something like this, it requires – and for De'Aaron, I understand. I understand his
he
threw the ball. He was pissed.
Yeah.
And the one where he went at the beginning of the game and went to lay it up, and they hit him. They hit him. I don't know if you saw the instant replay. I did. He was pissed. I said this to you. I don't know if I said it on air or off air, but and I don't know Luke's philosophy on this one, but we've seen a player who's really good like De'Aaron here in Sacramento get on the wrong side of the referees,
mm-hmm.
and his name was DeMarcus Cousins, and that stayed with him. De'Aaron is a good kid. You do not want him to get that moniker and wear that jacket.
Yeah,
you might have to take the type of fine and tell him because he's asked to trust you. Because you got to go to De'Aaron and say, yo, man, I got it. Don't worry. No more talking to the refs. And then he's going to say, yeah. The fine might need to be like $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might need to, like, just rip my shirt off and belly flop on the floor. Yeah. And then guess what? It's going to be on ESPN in the morning. And then they're going to say these are the two plays that were in question. And now everyone sees it.
Yeah.
It needs to be magnified to the point where it's like, yo, my man ain't getting his calls because he's putting in work.
Yeah.
So.
But, and all that, too, goes back to the underlying thing from the very beginning, how they started. Defense has been a problem all year, but last night it was the first quarter. And that's a starting lineup that's subtly different. Well, a little bit more than subtly different. Holmes was out, but that Damian Jones put him right in the starting lineup. Okay, Harkless has been in for a couple games. That group had zero resistance for Washington. And much like you say, Doug, when the, I don't know, teams in a regular game here down 8, down 10, maybe 2 minutes to go, it's like that sense of urgency. Well, because time and score, there's, what, probably 6 possessions left. We need 6 stops, 6 scores. That's how you win. Can you jump ball and start that way?
Yeah. Jason, I mean, listen.
Win the first quarter.
I totally agree with you. You know what? Hell with that. Win every moment.
Right.
That's where you're at right now.
Yeah.
And if you lose a moment, you need to be on each other. Like, why didn't die for that? Why you didn't contest that? Why you didn't go for the rebound? Like, you got to go after each other. The other night, it was funny because I was watching the Suns.
Uh-huh.
And something happened, and Chris Paul looked at his teammate, and he started yelling at him.
Right.
And I said to myself, see, that comes when it's not a bad thing. I love you, and I need more. And you need to respect me enough to know that I ain't coming at you in a way that our emotions get involved. I'm emotional, but I'm not going at you. It's for us. And I'm looking, and many times I'm saying, like, I don't know what the coverages are. Like I said, I don't go to practice, yeah. So I don't know. But I've watched basketball my entire life and played my whole life. There are certain guys like Ish Smith. Why are you going over the top on Ish Smith? The one thing that he does do, he's really fast.
Yep.
And he gets to the basket. Back the hell up. If he knocks down three-pointers all night, that team –
they were near the bottom in threes all season.
See, and you, my bald head, you look right through it, don't you? You see every time I get ready to say something, 28th in makes and 26th in attempts.
Yeah.
So
it's not a weapon for them.
It's not a weapon. But guess what? I know it's on your belt. You just never use it. Matter of fact, it's in the small of your back because you got it out of the way. You never use it. Well, tonight, bruh, you're going to have to pull it out. So the same thing for Russell Westbrook. I am not going over the top on Russell Westbrook.
He wants to get in the paint. They all do.
Well, and they did.
Right.
So those are the questions that the Kings, and I don't know, like, is that like Rex, is what he's saying is like, okay, this is the game plan on them. I'm not sure. Or because a lot of times the players, you're in a moment. I understand. I've done it before where I messed up. But the better you need to be and the better you want to be as a team, those things can't happen. Right. You have to hold yourself accountable on a really high level. And that's why you have strict coaches like Thibodeau in New York.
Sure.
And Pat Riley when he was with the Knicks and different stuff. Like, you mess up.
Right. You'll hear it. You'll know it.
Oh, my God.
You'll feel it.
Yes. And part of it, in this is a different time, and I can see the frustration on Luke's face.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he's like, damn, man, we just talked about this. Like, did I just not say? And I don't know that. I'm just saying the frustration is palpable.
Last night they were as agitated collectively, I think, that we've seen them.
Yeah. But, look, I've told you, this isn't about the Suns. It's not about the Wizards. It's not about the Celtics. It's about the person that you're looking at in the mirror and how you address and go after it immediately. You have to play so hard that you have to ask to come out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay. I just solved your problem.
There you go. And I haven't seen that.
No, yep. I have not.
All right. Now let's give you more First Things First.
First Things First.
First Things First. First.
So now they need to break this 8-game losing streak tonight. Second out of a back-to-back, that's difficult. Playing the Phoenix Suns, that's really difficult. But let's take you back to a better time. Remember when the Kings and Suns played earlier this year.
The second one, the adjustment is made. He gets the free throw. Here comes Chris Paul, only 3 seconds to go. Kings staying way off of him. He launches three at the buzzer, scores it. This one will count, but it won't make any difference in the outcome. For the first time in 17 years, the Sacramento Kings have won consecutive games to start a season. Final score, 106-103.
Yes, way back in game two, they would play the very next night. The Suns won that one, so they've split the season series. That was a long time ago. To the point, Doug, at one point, let me see, back on January 27th, after the Suns lost to Oklahoma City by 5, they were 8-8. And they were probably pretty good, feeling pretty good about that because, hey, they are a decade now without making the playoffs. Kings are, of course, longer than that. So since 8-8, they're 31-7. And that's...
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know, for me, what it says, James Jones, mm-hmm. general manager,
yeah.
shout out, doing a great job at understanding the gumbo of his
yeah.
team. Monty Williams, shout out. No Monty since he was a rookie, was with them with the Knicks. Everyone's bought in there, and they've bought into the approach and then getting lightning in a bottle in Chris Paul means that now you have Monty Williams on the floor. They have the same mindset about what they want and getting on players and all that. So Monty doesn't really have to do that because they are policing themselves a la a pack mentality, which team sports are in many ways. By getting Cameron Johnson, great three-point shooter. How about this? I was just doing some numbers. The five guys that come on their bench add up all their three-point percentages, divided by five because it's five of them, 40%.
Wow, collectively?
Collectively.
That's awesome.
They are shooting the hell out of the ball. I think the lowest one is like 38% or 36%, something like that. But Cameron Payne – he's been spectacular off the bench. You know who Devin Booker is, and you know who Chris Paul is. DeAndre Ayton has fallen in. This is a big one.
Yep.
Because when you get pick number one, there are expectations and different things. I've said this about Marvin Bagley, about trying to set, you know, you want to set yourself as, this is who I am in the league. And DeAndre Ayton, they've probably had conversations like, we're going to take care of you. You're not a max player. But you, what you mean to us is big. And he's bought in. It's not like I'm going for 25 a night. That's not who he is. And that's not who he is for them. Might he be that someday? So when you start putting all those pieces together, Bridges is spectacular. They went and got Crowder, I think, who is vastly underrated, especially on the defensive side. It's a quality team. They're constructed properly for who they are, and they believe in each other, and they play for each other in a way that when you do that, it's winning basketball. Like I say, do they have immensely more talent than the Kings? No. But they stay true to – and I. How about this? Monty comes from a systematic approach.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Riley and Popovich.
Yeah.
Now, he probably has his own thing.
Sure, make it his spin, but
– yep, and James Jones comes from Pat Riley.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recipe that works if you believe in it. And I would go as far as to say, Jason, you look back at the teams who have won championships and you show me one that doesn't have that type of systematic approach.
Right.
It's going to be probably hard-pressed to do it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're going to talk more of like where the Suns are and how they've done it compared to maybe where the Kings are, but a little later in the show as well. But when you mention that about Chris Paul, and Ayton is where I kind of wanted to go here because Chris Paul has made every other big he's been around better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's what you said earlier too, Doug, about the pressure he's taken off of him. So now, like, when you think of the Suns, there's a lot of love for Booker, as there should be, and a lot of credit right now going to Chris Paul, as there should be. But if Chris Paul wasn't there, it's DeAndre Ayton and Booker and the Suns.
Yep.
He almost is
not that guy.
Even though he isn't with his production, he's been good.
15-10.
Yeah.
Double-double.
Yeah. So in the same draft class, we know Marvin, how it hasn't connected the way everyone wanted here. But Ayton also sees, I mean, Luka's amazing.
Yeah.
Trae Young is really, like, those are faces of franchise. He's not right now. And that might be perfect for him, and he still could be, to your point, the guy of the next 10 years.
I totally agree because I'm knowing Monty. I don't know Chris that well, but knowing Monty, he's honest. He's going to tell it to you straight. Look, big fella, I need a double-double out of you. To the extent of that double-double, is obviously going to be your development and how things go. But when you walk off the court, especially on the rebound side of things,
right?
I could even deal with 8 points from you. But however many points, where you run the floor hard, we're going to feed you and, yeah, and give you the respect of running the floor. But do not come out of that game without 10 rebounds.
Right.
Now, he's right at 10-8. He's at right at 11. But he's doing his thing. And at the same time, like, I see Chris get up in him like a molehole.
Yeah.
I mean, right, he is just at him. A player has – they have to respect each other and respect that why are you saying that to me in that way? Because there's tapping somebody on the shoulder, and then they're slapping the hell out of somebody. And some people need to be tapped, and some people need the hell slapped out of them. And that is – that's what a pack mentality does. Normally, they correct themselves. Because you show up like, and I'm using dogs as an example, but dog act up, they immediately,
they fix it
right away.
Yeah.
And Kings, they haven't.
It's not happening.
But I do pay respect to what I've seen the Suns do.
Yeah.
And I think that it should be the hope. Same with Utah. Because just look back a little bit at that Phoenix team and where they were. They had a fantastic talent in Devin Booker. They were not that. Mm. They brought along Bridges. People weren't sure about him. Yeah. A lot of questions about him. And they drafted Marquese Chriss, who I think is a good player, gave him the keys too early. They ended up getting rid of him.
Dragon Bender.
Dragon Bender. They've had players, but they had, you know, for a while they had three point guards.
Yeah.
Bledsoe, Isaiah, and
Dragic. All gone.
Then they didn't have a point guard. Yeah. And they were crying about not having a point guard. Like, those are the type of things that happen to bad teams. They've turned it around.
All right, let's give you another more things here on First Things First.
First Things First.
Well, this one is in the health department, where you worry about that first and foremost. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything, right? LaMarcus Aldridge, sudden retirement today. I did not see this one coming. Said when he played in a recent game, he actually was very concerned, had a kind of a heart irregularity, and he felt it, and he was nervous about it, and it was one of the scariest moments of his life. He's played a long career, a great career, and he joined the Nets probably to chase a championship, but it's an immediate retirement for him.
Surprised the heck out of me, too. I think that the Nets probably were surprised in a lot of ways, because I think they depended upon him out of him and
Blake.
He's in a lot better shape physically than Blake is, and a lot more is going to be put on his plate. Still, can they still do it? Yeah, they can. They got the type of talent. But I've thought that I've had something wrong with my heart before.
Wow.
Yeah. And it is freaky as hell.
Yeah.
To the point where I went to the emergency room, and they put me on all types of stuff, and we're like, look, man, you got like heart of a 25-year-old. You're good. Mm. There's nothing here. Whatever it was. So I can't imagine what happened to me happening while I'm playing the game.
Right.
And anybody who's listening who may have played sports, whatever, I don't, because it goes at different levels. And by this time, normally you are really in tune with your body. Like, there's times like I can hear my heartbeat inside of myself. When I always say, we laugh about systems check, a guy's getting up. That's a real thing, because I'm like, before I get up, I'm like, okay. Yeah, I think I'm
hamstring.
Good. Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I think I'm good. And then you got to take a step.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're good. It, like, just feeling my heart, because when that happened to me, Jason, and I know it's part of it is in my head, I could feel it and hear it, like, on a whole nother level. I'm in the room by myself, and I'm just like,
help!
I'm tripping out, bro. I'm like, what is this? Oh my God. And you know me. If I'm going to get in the car and drive to the emergency room, that's pretty big.
It's pretty legit. Yeah.
For him, I can't even imagine, man. So, like, part of what he said was, you know, it's time for me to look at my family.
Yeah, my health and my family.
And that's because that's the first thing that comes to your mind. Like, when we go all this stuff with social justice and people getting killed and different things, it's when you're thinking about your kids and your wife and your family, and then all of a sudden you're like, man, I could not be here. Like, nothing really matters too much. It's like, I don't mean that in a bad way. It just, it's kind of, if you've never experienced it, hopefully you won't. But if you do, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. So certainly best health. And then the pouring out of seemingly, again, not, I don't know anything about LaMarcus Aldridge besides, you know, him as a player. Man, he got a lot of love from people. I mean, just seemingly authentic. Like, you can, hey, best of luck. But it was more like, man, you're a real one. Best, like, one of my favorite teammates. I'm like, oh, okay.
I didn't look at Damian Lillard. I know he put out a video.
I didn't
watch it because, I, from my understanding, like, I can remember, like, a quote of them saying, like, it didn't work because, you know, he was like, I was too young. And that's the whole establishing and different things. But I know just seeing Damon, following Damian, like, he's real. I'm sure that was very heartfelt. And I think a lot of people feel that way. Aldridge, a true, true professional, man.
Sure.
I mean, you don't hear anything about him negative. Seems like a really good dude. So, shout out and a lot of love to him and his family moving forward. I believe he's 35.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of life.
A lot of life left. So make sure you get that right there. All right. One more thing here on First Things First.
First Things First.
First Things First. First.
Justin Fields, second pro day, happened yesterday. Had the Niners all over that. You had Lynch, you had quarterback coach, you had Shanahan there. You know, now everybody's, did it move the needle? Is he ahead of Mac Jones? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I think this whole thing is intriguing. It's fascinating. We'll keep saying it. I think Mac Jones is more of a repeat of what you have. I think Trey Lance or Justin Fields diversifies Shanahan's portfolio. That seems to me what he would want to do, but I truly don't know. But they were all there to watch him.
Yeah. The second time around for him seems like maybe they were putting him through some of their stuff to see how he responded as opposed to the
first. Well, the first time they weren't there because there was the same day as Mac Jones. They were at Mac Jones. So.
Oh, so you wanted to go see Mac Jones, and now you want to come see me?
Well,
what do you think?
Say the best for last?
I don't know.
Last, like, this is what we know. This is what we want. Now let's validate it. Or is it, no, we know we want him. You change your mind. I don't know.
This is crazy speculation.
It is.
It truly, truly is. I'm not really sure, man. I heard it because I watched the pundits and talk about him, and many of them say he's not going to be the second quarterback chosen, but he's the second best quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Like, is it upside? They were saying, like, a part of what might be getting him is if you look down the list of quarterbacks from Ohio State that have come out with a lot of talent and history, it just has not worked. Is he another one of the, you know? But then you could say the same thing at North Dakota State with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
So. If you feel it and you're vibing it and it's your guy, go with it.
Yeah. Lots to find out still with that. We got more football discussion coming up. We'll talk about the day in baseball with Jackie Robinson Day. We'll come back, though, more NBA. The frustrations of last night sure felt like that was the most agitated. Certainly De'Aaron was, Luke Walton, the other players. How do they get out of this slide with tonight's matchup against Phoenix? We will discuss that. Capital Casino is now open again with our outdoor gaming venue, 411 North 6th Street in Sacramento. We're back with more, including more This Day Thursday, straight ahead here on KHTK. Back here on Sports 1140 KHTK, Jason Ross, Doug Christie. We take you till 5:30 game night. Scott Marsh, the high flyer Henry Turner, will have that as we get you ready for the Kings and the Suns. This Day Thursday, let's see, how about 1911? On this day, Walter Johnson pitches a record-tying 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So strikeout, obviously a guy reaches base, but you still punch out 4 in the same inning via K.
Yeah. Was that the craziest thing you've ever seen, Jason?
No.
Okay.
It was still that first Olympiad.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Jason Sehorn.
Yeah?
50 years old today.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
50.
No doubt. And Flex Alexander. 51.
Okay.
Yeah, flex on them. And today.
Yeah.
This is a good one for Chris.
Oh, what is it?
National Take a Wild Guess Day.
Oh.
Cargo shorts day.
Leave your left hand blinker on.
Check your tire pressure day.
He was ready.
Different Winslow mom on Family Matters Day.
Oh,
is that it? Did I get it right?
That's solid work, right?
Oh,
there.
You're saying it's actually National Take a Wild Guess.
Frozen yogurt day.
That tickled me. I don't.
Strawberry frozen yogurt day. Did I get it?
The Winslow one was solid work. I'm with that.
About to find
you know, Matt,
how was that a day?
You know, Urkel?
Yeah.
He just started a cannabis business.
Hey, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Purple Urkel, baby.
Purple Urkel. Yeah.
Wow, you guys knew that pretty quickly.
Well,
that's where the money's at, Jason.
I follow the money.
That's right.
I thought they took a wild guess.
And you know what? I mean, it kind of fits here with the Kings.
Yeah. That's true.
Purple.
We probably should get them on. I don't think we could talk about that, but we can get him to talk about purple, the color purple.
Could we finally ask him around it?
Yeah. We could finally ask him the true question. Did you
oh,
do that?
Oh, here it comes. Well played,
fellas,
sir.
Real quick, I want to run this by you because everybody always talks about Hall of Fame. We just saw what Julian Edelman. I'm just going to read this off. You tell me. Let's start here. McDonald's All-American. All-American third team in college. NBA All-Rookie team. Three-time NBA third team member. Two-time NBA second team member. Number two pick in the draft.
Okay.
Seven-time All-Star.
Yep.
19.4 on 8.2 off the glass. Field goal percentage of 49.1. Free throw percentage of 81 as a big man.
Damn.
Is that a Hall of Famer? No championship ring.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, me too.
That's LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah. I'd put him in.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him in because he went to the correct UT. College. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That it's interesting.
No objectivity at all. Huh?
Right. No, come on now. Blinders on there, Doug.
Him and Trey.
Hey, what is – So, how does that compare to C-Webb? Because I think if you're even thinking about LaMarcus Aldridge, C-Webb – to me, it's a absolute no-brainer.
Well, Webb's going to get in. I think it's just been a couple of things. A couple of people's kind of fall in front of him, and you know, he's going to get in. Hopefully, it's this year. But
he never did anything in college.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Just like change the culture. Yeah.
It's off the books, though. That's what's hurting, of course.
Anyway. I think so, man. You're reading that and hearing what you said. It would have been fantastic for him this year to be able, and that lets you know how serious it is, because to get a championship, that kind of solidifies all those numbers. But that is solid, solid work. I would say yes, Jay.
Jason.
Yep. Yeah, in for sure. I mean, from the get-go.
For sure?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I think there was enough time spent to – and he's a good case point. Like, you have to win a champ. It would help. It would all that boost your stuff. But, you know, the all team member is a really big deal to me. So if you have five of them, I think you said three third teams and two second teams or vice versa there.
He's got six. Give him the rookie now. Don't cut the rookie team.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that just puts you in the place in the league. So at that time, in your peak, you were one of the best players in the league. And I think that's where he comes across. I know when he first went to San Antonio, now it didn't play out this way, but it was – honestly, the perception was, oh, man, this isn't fair. San Antonio's getting LaMarcus Aldridge. Now, it didn't lead to five more championships, but that's what people thought of him. Like, he is that good, and he's going to pop into that team. This was like a guy, like, I don't think it's quite the same as Kevin Durant, but, I mean, he was leaving the Thunder to go to the Warriors. This was a great Spurs team that had won titles, and Aldridge was one of the great players in the league coming to join them. Now we've seen how it played out. It didn't give him a bunch of titles, but that's what people thought it could do.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that they thought he was going to be the second coming of Tim Duncan.
Yep.
And Timmy was special, man.
Yeah.
There was a lot more. See, like LaMarcus, when I hear those numbers, he is more offensive. He was, and Timmy, when I say more offensive, he wasn't more offensive than Timmy, but that just takes it to that level because Timmy's part was defensively.
Yeah.
He was an absolute anchor. But, yeah, I think LaMarcus is a Hall of Famer.
I know this is going to hurt your feelings. You know, here on the Jason Ross, Doug Christie show, we never count anyone's pockets. But I was very interested to see what LaMarcus had made as far as career earnings. Do you guys have a guess? He's played 15 years.
Okay, 15 years. Let's say, Jason, first contract lasts five. Let's give him 30, okay?
I forgot to say three top 10 NBA finishes, too.
Okay. Then Max, that was before Max went crazy. Let's give him 80. So that's a 110. So we're 8 years in. Then he goes to them, I think he got 96 or something like that. So
200 and something.
Let's call it 225.
And I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go about 175.
Okay.
So you guys are in the middle. Doug is a little closer. He is at, according to Basketball Reference and Sports Track, he is at $211 million counting this year.
I went a little high. I should have brought it
down. No, that was
the calculations were rolling
good,
in.
Pretty good theory.
Not that I, hey Jay, not that I count anybody's money.
That's right.
Money.
We ain't count nobody pockets here. I'm just
sure
saying now.
Like he was.
$211 million. Half of that in Texas. Some of it in Portland. Mm. I mean that man is congratulations to LaMarcus Aldridge.
Absolutely.
And especially with understanding that health is wealth. You know, we salute him, and of course. Went
so
to the greatest college
wealth,
ever, so shouts out.
If health is wealth, what is wealth?
Health.
Health.
Well done,
yes,
you two.
That's exactly. They go together.
We had to talk over that part where he was talking about the college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that part.
Want to ask you about one thing here with the Kings because, you know, Jay's bringing up Aldridge. Doug, the Kings could use another big. Like they play small a lot now. I don't know if that's out of necessity. They're getting killed on the boards every night. Playing small is not working. I don't think. Not effectively enough. And it's not getting enough of a boost offensively.
I mean the fact that everybody wanted to see Harrison Barnes at the four?
Well, they're seeing it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're seeing it. And I think, you know, putting him at the three, if you had, well, Marvin.
Exactly.
Marvin would help. And he's going to be there tonight. We'll talk more about him, too. But the other thing that, I mean, this, the last two nights, is almost unthinkable what's happened to the Kings, the last two games. So.
Wow. That's a powerful statement right there. I just want you to know. Just think of what you said. It's almost unthinkable. We've seen a lot here, Jason.
Well, I'm going to give you
some. Carry
something.
On.
Against New Orleans.
Okay.
Not a great team.
No.
Kings aren't a great team. New Orleans, at that point, a couple nights ago, Kings turned them over a season high. So the most by any Kings opponent. 23 times. That team should lose.
Yeah, they did.
For 27 points. So they got some stuff out of that. It was only topped by last night. The Wizards turned the ball over 26 times for 38 points.
Damn.
And which the Kings only, well, turned it over 17, which is a lot, but for 15. So you won in that category by 23 points at home,
and still
and you lost by 12.
Ugh.
I mean, that third quarter, like, Westbrook twice just gave the ball to the Kings.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all over the place. Well, by the way, we all got the under.
Yeah, we did.
With ease.
Yeah.
Ease.
But that is why, Jason, you come out extremely strong and aggressive.
Yeah.
You don't sit back and wait. And by the time they punched you in the mouth and you looked back, you went, and then they tackled you, and then everyone started stomping on you, the quarter was over.
Yeah.
Well, now you all okay, you got your footing now. But I put so much work in, it's a wrap.
Right.
You got it. It has to be the other way. And I'll give Russell Westbrook I gave him a lot of love on television because I think people hate on him and it's the damnedest thing I've ever seen, but whatever. That aggressive, nasty approach.
Yeah.
That it's us versus you. That's a Pat Riley approach.
Right.
And
he's that way every night.
He totally is. And if you don't, this is little stuff for me, but it means a lot because in the animal world, I love D. you know, I love dogs. So body language is everything. So he comes out, tip now, right? Mm-hmm. Comes out of his bench and then he sprints to the corner. And it's a lady over there and she's got a camera, so it's a thing, right? So he sprints and then he does his thing with his chest and then he stands in the middle of the key, right? So the other four players are around midcourt. So the Kings start coming out and then they walk on the floor and everybody's dapping each other up. And at that particular time, you know what he did? He turned around and walked underneath the bench because his body language said, don't come down here and shake my hand.
Yeah.
I ain't with that. And I was with that. Huh. I was like, Mom, I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
And immediately, that energy.
He attacks
it. Exactly.
Yeah, he attacks the game. And, yeah, he himself turned it over seven times. But, like, that number, if I said 26 turnovers for 38 points, oh, man, the Kings probably held the Wizards to 96. They didn't have a night. Imagine if they turned it over 16, still a big amount. 10 more possessions, they were shooting 50-plus percent all night. They're scoring 140.
Yeah.
Or well, more.
What was the points in the paint last night? It didn't go crazy. It was in the first quarter. Crazy. It was nuts.
64.
64.
But I think it was.
To what?
62.
Okay. In the first quarter, I believe it was 24-12.
Yes.
It was like exactly 24 was. Points in the first quarter.
Yeah. Like, I think they got 100?
Well, that energy.
Yep.
That I just described to you, and I watched the whole thing, because that's kind of what I like to do. And immediately it was just like bang, 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 bang. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. The aggressiveness at which he's attacking. And I guess right after you text Chris, I text Chris.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's going over.
Yeah. Well, right away he was going crazy. He slowed down, but basically he needs to score more points to hit that number. Like, he's going to get the double-digit rebounds.
Yeah.
But, like, when he got those three banks, or it's like, that was six quick points. I'm like, oh, that jumped it really fast.
Yeah, well, that's...
Then a rebound here and a
so
assist there.
So what we're talking about is, this is where I say overstand. You have to overstand yep. who you are, who you're going against, what it is. Don't let him get any type of rhythm.
Yeah.
He's that player. That's why you got to, when he grabs a rebound, be right there. Make him go around you. Make him go backwards. Make him do something. Then when he starts bobbing his head as he's dribbling, oh, man.
Yeah.
And it went bad early often. And
the streak is now 8, unfortunately. Jason. All right, break time for us. Still to come in the next hour. We'll get more into this Kings team and the Suns. Kind of do a little comparison between the two organizations and how it flips so quickly for Phoenix. But when we come back yesterday, man, another no-hitter in baseball, the second one already this season. The Giants stay hot. A's start a new series. And it's Jackie Robinson Day. We'll talk some MLB next here on KHDK. Back here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Grill, fire pit, outdoor heater. Cinch is the 100% answer for your propane needs. Cinch.com.
It's a cinch!
Jason Ross and Doug Christie continuing here. Another This Day Thursday for you. 1947, Jackie Robinson debuts for the Brooklyn Dodgers. He was the first black male in modern Major League Baseball. Also, let's get another one there in 1958. First Major League Baseball game in California. San Francisco Giants beat the Los Angeles Dodgers.
And a very happy birthday to Seth Rogen, 39, and Luke Evans, 42. And today, National Glaze Spiral Ham Day.
It's spiral.
Spiral.
Okay.
Hey, did you guys see that Mike Tyson is on AEW now?
Really?
Yeah. He was on there last night. It seems like he's going to be somewhat regular.
Okay.
A featured player?
Yeah.
A featured player. Not on the main cast yet.
Okay.
National High Five Day.
Yeah.
Up top. Give it to me. Yeah. No? Really? That's how you're going to do me, Deuce? Deuce, like, nah. Okay.
We're in a pandemic.
Okay. Well, air five? Hey, Chris, give me one.
I high five myself.
Ready, Chris? And
self high five?
No, yep. Air high five. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
You missed it.
Oh.
You messed it up.
What a Richard.
Well, so baseball, I like this day, and they've done it. Today it's going to be, or this year it's going to be a couple days because not everybody's playing today, so everybody's going to wear 42. There was a lot of day baseball today, mm-hmm. and just universally to see everybody wearing 42 to honor Jackie Robinson. Giants won't be in action today. They'll be back in action tomorrow as they will play the Marlins, so they'll be one of those teams that will wear 42 everywhere as well. But Let's listen to yesterday as the Giants got off to that 8-4 start.
Go to pitch. Fastball struck him out swinging. 96 miles an hour. The game is over. The series is over. The final score today, Giants 3, Reds nothing.
So the Giants 8-4 hitting the road going to take on the Marlins. A's, meanwhile, they begin a four-game set with the Tigers. That starts tonight. Of course, we have the Kings today, but we'll have the games tomorrow and Saturday for you. But Sean Manaea back on the mound tonight for the Oakland A's to see if he can. He got some innings the last time to see if he can get his first win.
Was it, did I say 5 2/3, or was it Manaea 6?
No, I think it was Montas did that, but Manaea might have been 5.
Five. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. They're getting some guys that extend some innings. Let's see if they can
keep that going.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, but not everybody could do this, Doug. This happened yesterday with the Chicago White Sox.
Another 3-2. Ground ball to third. Moncada up with it. Throw to first. It's a no-hitter. Carlos Rodon has no-hit the Cleveland Indians. The 20th no-hitter in Sox history. What a performance. He's being mobbed on the mound by his teammates. They come rushing from the bullpen. He was oh so close to a perfect game, but a no-hitter will do.
Yeah, hit batter. I think it was one out in the ninth, so that's how he didn't get the perfect game. But still, no-hitter, struck out 7. What did they say in the highlight? 20th in franchise history. The Padres just had their first.
I know. That was pretty impressive. And I think the hit is that, like, I think he said he was throwing a slider and it nipped the guy in the
just
back.
Barely. Yeah.
Barely. Like, really?
Yeah.
We're going for a perfect game. Like, that's how you got me, huh?
I've never been. I'm trying to think of the best. I remember as a kid, I really wanted to go to this game and had a chance to go. I was really fortunate to go to the Mets and the Dodgers, and it was Fernando Valenzuela and Dwight Gooden. And it was like a Friday night in LA. Like, it was a scene. And I think both were really good. Both went far into the game when pitchers used to go 7, 8, 9 innings even. But I haven't been to a no-hitter. Like, to feel the energy of, like, the anticipation in the 7th inning and then the 8th inning and – that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, they were asking him, like, when he felt it. I guess that's probably different for everybody when you got something going. There was a time in the game, I can't remember that. I think he kind of got deep into a count, and he was able to get out, and he was like, yeah, kind of knew I had my thing. That's big, man. Gotta be huge for him. Shout out Rendon.
Well, and so such of the quirks of the sport, too, where there have been pitchers that will say, no. I mean, like, hey, don't talk to Doug. He's kind of dealing today. Like, yeah. And others are like, no, come on. Yeah. Like, I think it's whatever they normally do. I would want it to be. Like, if you talk to me all the time and I'm comfortable, or if I'm one of those guys that says, I'm just locked, don't even talk, then I would treat him the same way every game.
Yes. I would agree because
whatever
that is, if he's like at the end of the bullpen all dugout, all by himself and just kind of then let him go. But he might be a guy who that's a kind of I don't want to use the word jinxy, but like
but that, there's a thought behind that's what it is.
Yeah, and it's like.
He knows what's going on.
I put my bat in a certain place. I do this a certain way. I do that a certain way. When it comes to that, just treat him the same way and let him do his thing.
Is there an equivalent to that in the NBA, Doug?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
You know, oddly enough, Hubert Davis never walking. He didn't like to walk on the lines.
That was irrelevant of him if he had 30 or he had 0.
Yeah, so when he was walking on the court, you could see him like,
okay.
Yeah,
make an extra effort.
He would make an extra effort to not
on all of the lines or the sidelines.
No, like on the lines. That was
okay.
All of the Kings fans know Mike used to love clipping his nails. So
right.
Whenever he went out, I mean, he had that thing back to the quick.
Right.
Sitting beside him, like, yo, man.
But again, that could have been a 30 night or a 5.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing the same thing. It's not.
I'm thinking, like, if someone's like on a hot streak, like. Just making everything type of thing.
No, there's not. Because you just
it's more like feed the guy the ball.
Yeah, feed him the ball. And There's a lot more interaction, I would say, also in basketball than there is like in baseball.
And there's idle time in baseball.
Yeah, and the pitchers out there by themselves, the batters in the box with the exception of the ump and the catcher by himself. You know, I'd give a dribble handoff to you and you knock down a three and then I'd like push you like, yeah. That's totally different than the guy, you know, getting a hit going to first and now that's like 3,000 hits.
Yeah.
And the first base coach pushes him. It's probably not it's probably not a thing. So I don't think so, C.
Okay. Well, it's pretty special. It's weird that it's already happened twice this season. I mean, the season just started. Yeah, got a Padre one and a White Sox.
Maybe it might be a thing.
Could be.
Hey, did we get to six in football? I saw
yes.
five.
Yeah. We got there to two six. More today. I can't remember the two teams. I was going to tell you that. Might even be seven.
Ah.
Yeah. You're on it.
Gotcha. I was vibing that one.
Well, speaking of football, we're going to talk about that when we come back in the next hour. We were talking yesterday about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. All-time great Charles Woodson will weigh in on that. You'll hear that. Also, the Washington football team. They were kind of comfortable leaving at that. But now they got a list that they want fans to help them with. We'll try to help them with that.
Do you have the list?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go through the list.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to select it. The show will select the name for them.
Yeah, they listen in.
Yeah, we'll do that next here on KHDK.